This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Following proposal: 1. Promote and support open communications between players, conferences, and the NCAA. That's a great start, clearly. 2. Support our ability to create a players' association that will have the players' best interest in mind. 3. Give players the opportunity to opt out or play. 4. Guarantee a player's eligibility if they choose to opt out. That seems obvious. 5. Create an environment that will protect the health and privacy of student athletes. And 6, most importantly, develop universal health and safety mandated procedures and create protocols to protect the NCAA student athletes against COVID-19 and other health risks. We understand the risk and have the opportunity to opt out. We want to play.
Brady flexing that muscle on you.
Now, I will say that did not mention anything about a liability waiver.
No, it didn't.
Perhaps that's understood within that, but I believe the Trevor Lawrence edition explicitly said, no, we're not signing. We ain't signing nothing.
Well, is that because Memphis guys have already signed waivers?
I don't know.
I'm sure they did.
I thought they did sign something initially. Yeah. Wasn't that reported, or am I just assuming that? I thought initially they did.
I would assume, though, if you're in camp.
Isn't that why, John, that like liability didn't seem like, at least right now, it was an issue to Rudd? That, you know, it really wasn't one of the issues that they faced? Didn't you get that feeling?
Yeah. Now, I'm looking at it now. I guess Trevor Lawrence did not say anything about a waiver. So, I mean, perhaps that's
Are the two exactly the same?
July 14th, Memphis athletes signed waiver before campus return.
I knew that.
Okay.
I
knew that had been
before.
Well,
it's in the waiver. It was July 14th report.
But I'm still you've already signed a waiver. You might as well just have a season. Just go ahead with it.
Am I missing it? Do you have Trevor's right in front of you? I thought there was either something about that or unionization in some manner.
Yeah, Trevor had they both had. It's basically the same thing.
Okay.
It's not word for word, but it's essentially the same thing.
All right.
Trevor Lawrence is very steadfast in playing. I mean, he wants to move forward. He wants to play. He's retweeting all the for example, his latest retweet is, "You want to have students on campus, but no football. There is no safer place on campus than our football facility."
I mean, that's been his take, that you're safer. You're actually safer playing in this case and on campus than you are going home.
I get it. I understand the point. I understand. I mean, because you're not getting tested every day when you're at home.
You're probably hunkered down, though. You could make the case. If I'm playing devil's advocate right there, you can hunker down at home better than you can at home. It's just the idea that we know what you are. You're here, you're being tested, and we know you're negative, as opposed to we've got no idea what you're doing when you're at home. That's what he's hinging that argument on.
Listen, but you could absolutely go home and hunker down. You're not just going to sit home with grandma and watch SpongeBob on TV
all day. Oh, well, last week, John, it was all these guys are going to get it. They understand, and they're going to do what they're supposed to. When I told you, young people don't typically do that.
It's easier to be disciplined, though, when there's a cause, when there's a greater goal. And when there's no greater goal in mind, you're not playing a season, it's like, well, what does it matter? You're just going to do whatever you feel like. No. You're going to go to a party. You got nothing to worry about.
Where I buy his argument is in the sense that you will get tested in this bubble and find out certainly more frequently than you would if you were back at home. Who knows what your testing situation is back in your podunk city or your big city, whatever else. Might be worse in the big city where results are taking a while to come back because so many people have got tests out. So I buy that part of it, John, that – you know, at least here, you'll know your status, and you'll continue to know because we've got a better system in terms of testing. But, I mean, the idea that you can't go hunker down at home, not just throwing that out either. Look, I respect it. I feel like most of those Memphis football players to bring this back home are probably in the same boat, man. They want to go. They've passed the tests. They're healthy. But you realize, too, that, again, when it comes to their health right now with no union, who's looking out for them? Who's looking out for them? Of course, they're young. They want to play. But do you have enough folks looking out for their health, whether it's the right now or the long term? Like, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds, you know, again, that's why you have in these situations like this, you know, they're raring to go. But sometimes, you know, cooler heads have got to prevail. John, right now, you know, look, I appreciate the President Rudd's gung-ho-ness about this. We don't even know if Big Ten presidents really had a vote or not, because there are two different stories out there that they did and they didn't. But I get the sort of, you know, I was never against holding up, and particularly if you can wait until the spring. Just seemed like a smarter way to go, particularly, again, you talk about the moral, the legal, all of this. Mm-hmm. But those are questions.
I mean, Ohio State wants to play the SEC. I mean, like, you got the assistant coaches on there on Twitter saying, let's go to the SEC.
See, the coaches aren't going to make the – that's what I keep going to. I know they want to play. They're ultimately not going to make the decision. This is going to stop with the presidents. But again,
it's a lot of pressure that they're putting on these presidents, though.
Nicole's report, right, the one that disputes the Detroit Free Press one, that there was a vote, you just wonder, it feels like Rudd was coming from that side, really, that there's been no news, that this vote, right. You know, that almost feels like, you know, he already, you know, sort of was working along those lines that, no, there wasn't a vote, and there's been no new news. You know what I mean?
Like, it's
her report more credence, at least his attitude, if I'm picking one or the other, felt like more he'd lean her way, that there wasn't a vote and there was no news over the weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would explain sort of his stance. It's still, you know, so all systems go, we're going to push forward.
It's a crazy time right now. There's no question about it. And it will not go quietly.
Go back through that so we can pull out, you know, sort of his stance again for those that didn't hear it.
Yeah, we'll do that, and then Matt Moore is going to join us at 1:25 or so. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances. Double the cash. Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, it's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school, and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new type of environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online. They need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis. Located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Busy day indeed in the world of college football. No better man to bring on the show to discuss it than University of Memphis President Dr. M. David Rudd, and he joins us now. Dr. Rudd, how are you?
Doing well. Complicated times, but other than that, doing well.
Complicated indeed, and we'd like to sort of explore some of this with you. Obviously, the big news of today, reports are that the Big Ten has canceled its college football season. Perhaps they try again in the spring, but nothing guaranteed right now. From your perspective, what kind of ripple effect do you see the Big Ten's decision having throughout college football for you, AAC, that kind of thing?
You know, I can't speak for the AAC. You know, we made our announcement a week or so ago, and that announcement is certainly still in place. I do think that one of the things that COVID-19 has revealed and the adjustments to it are the lack of uniformity. So when you talk about a ripple effect, you start to see some of the differences that have emerged when you don't have unified, coherent leadership nationally across conferences. And we simply don't have that right now.
Are there other presidents, your colleagues in the AAC, Dr. Rudd, who maybe are saying we can do this? And then are there, you know, some that are saying no? Are you finding it divided in your own conference?
Well, we made an announcement that we were unified in that announcement. I mean, if there is additional data and additional concerns, we will certainly take a look at that and discuss that. You know, I know that some concerns have been raised over the course of the last couple of days about some cardiopulmonary issues and enduring effects for those that have struggled with COVID-19. And as we said, you know, in our statement, we are going to take a look at all information. And at the forefront for us is the health and safety of our student athletes and our communities.
So has the 180 sort of, I mean, last week were Big Ten's releasing schedule stuff. We are too in the AAC. Has the 180 sort of by them surprised you then?
It has a little bit, but I'm gonna punctuate. I think part of the problem is a lack of uniformity in national leadership on these issues. You know, I think you would agree, and I think most people would agree that, you know, even though positivity, test rates, and case numbers are different in every sector of the country, the disease itself is the same in the Northeast as it is in the Southeast. And those relative health risks are the same across it. It's a little disappointing that we don't have more uniformity across conferences in terms of health opinions and in a broad-based understanding of health risk related to this pandemic.
Does this expedite the need for that, Dr. Rudd? I mean, we've talked about sort of a central figure, and obviously there are some other issues that we probably need to jump into here as well. But do you think that all of this, and again, it's a once-in-a-century pandemic. I'm not saying that we're gonna need something like this every 10 years, but just for other issues, do you think this expedites the need for a czar, a central figure, and do you think that happens?
Just one person's opinion, but I'll tell you, you know, from my position, it does. It highlights the need for greater uniformity and coordination across conferences for college athletics, and particularly in this, you know, this rapidly shifting landscape. You know, it's, I think that's a part of what this pandemic has illustrated for most of us is a lack of that kind of coordination, a lack of that kind of uniformity that is critical to college athletics in general. And that has nothing to do with health issues. I mean, we certainly recognize this is a once-in-a-century pandemic, but there are other issues that it would be nice to have broader coordination with as well.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis President Dr. M. David Rudd here on the Jason and John Show. I know you saw this last night. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, several other prominent players in the sport banded together last night with the We Want to Play hashtag, as well as a list of you know, criteria that they wanted to see met in order for that to happen. Expressed desire to play, but also had a sort of list of demands that they wanted to see. The group of five was not mentioned and did not seem to be involved on any level with that. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I think it's very clear if you look at, you know, I can only speak for our conference and for our university, and I, you know, from the perspective that we are remarkably competitive. You know, the University of Memphis has a top 30 football program and a top 25 basketball program, and certainly we compete at the highest levels. I think we should and will continue to be a part of those conversations regardless of that terminology of P5, Autonomy 5, however you want to say that. We are certainly far more similar with those conferences, and the American is far more similar with those conferences than with any other group.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, you know, and I know you're just sort of, you're one person, Dr. Rudd, and I know you don't necessarily speak for an entire conference, but how would you sum up your outlook on a football season here in Memphis as of right now? I mean, how would you sort of sum up your feelings about it right now?
Well, the conference has made a commitment to moving forward. We certainly did that as a conference a week or so ago. We'll revisit if there are any new issues. You know, I think from the beginning, I think for all of us, we are realists. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, look, I worked in a tertiary care medical center for 15 years, and I'm a health provider before I got back into academics as a clinical psychologist, and I'm a clinical scientist, and I think it would be remarkably ill-informed to think that you'd get through a season without difficulties and without pauses and problems, given the nature of this pandemic and the nature of the problem. That doesn't necessarily mean that you can't have a season of football. It does mean that will be one that would be remarkably different than any that we have had. So I think that there will likely be difficulties if, in fact, a number of conferences continue to move forward, and that includes ours.
Can unionization, I'm going to go back to that, Dr. Rudd, can it happen in college football? You would know this much better than John or me.
We have actually stood up for the voice of our student athletes and done that in a consistent way. And frankly, you know, the management of the student athlete voice, people have said, I think for a number of years now, that change is on the way in college athletics. And frankly, change is here. It's arrived. And we need to look at how best to navigate that change in college athletics and do it in concert with the voice of student athletes. I mean, these are the individuals that are playing these sports, taking the risk, and certainly we need to support our student athletes as a part of the process. Exactly how we do that is certainly a big question. It's not an easy question, but certainly we can answer tough questions and we can deal with tough issues. We've demonstrated that repeatedly.
Could you pull off a spring season, Dr. Rudd? Obviously realizing that the plan right now is certainly to have one in the fall. But if you could not, or if you all decide as presidents, you know, that it's not worth it, what are the concerns there in terms of trying to pull off in the spring? You know, obviously you'd have to pull off another one in the fall. Maybe you push it back. But is it a realistic thing to think about spring football? And have you all started thinking about plans for that?
You know, that's a tough question. I don't know how realistic that is. It's a very complicated question for a lot of different reasons. It's more than just the scheduling issues. Certainly our media rights deals are a part of that, and how we broadcast and share those games. It is a very complicated question, and it's not one at this point that I think we're able to speak to with any coherence.
We are, of course, talking University of Memphis, President Dr. M. David Rudd. Dr. Rudd, do you subscribe to the idea that college football players are safer and more protected while they're sort of in the program, on campus, with the football team? You know, they have the constant testing, the surveillance, the supervision. Do you subscribe to that is actually a safer environment than not having it, if there is no season?
Well, it depends on a lot of things. I mean, I certainly subscribe to the idea that it can be a safer environment, but that comes with a lot of assumptions and a lot of what-ifs. I mean, I'll give you an example, John. I mean, the reality for us is on our campus, and I think I've shared this with you previously, you know, we've had students in housing throughout the entirety of this crisis over the course of the past 6 months because they have no other housing available, and so we make make housing an option for those students. We have not had significant problems, but we've had very significant constraints in place in management of those facilities. But we have had problems in some of the facilities off campus. So if you look at the 25 student cases that we've had, they've been off of our campus and not on our campus. So I think you can make the argument, and I think you can probably find areas in the country where there's good scientific data to support that argument. But again, it depends on what area of the country you are, what kind of community behavior you have, whether or not people in the community are wearing masks and abiding by behavioral guidelines. One of the most disappointing aspects of this entire problem is the lack of uniform behavioral guidance nationally in our communities. If you look at community spread in Memphis, it varies wildly day to day, and part of that is the delay in test results, which hopefully, and it does appear we're making progress in that area, but there has just been a lack of uniformity in behavioral guidance nationally that has resulted in significant community spread of this problem. And as a result, it's tough to manage in the community. So you can make the bubble argument. I think you'd make a reasonable argument, and we've got some limited data that would support that.
A couple other things I want to follow up on that. There is also, it seems like there is a saliva test that is coming to market, will soon be FDA approved, that allegedly gets you results back in a matter of hours. Is that a game changer for college sports in your mind if that comes to market, and obviously you guys have access to it? Is that a game changer? Can you get to a position if that comes to market next week, next month, whatever the case may be, does that change the game for the viability of college sports?
You know, I think it changes the game for the viability of most operations, whether it be college athletics, universities, or just where a workplace where somebody goes day to day, because it allows you to make instantaneous, very quick decisions about whether or not somebody is an exposure risk and whether or not they go into that environment that day. And so it dramatically limits exposure, and as a result, it helps you contain it. So that sort of test is critical, and certainly would make things a lot easier, I think, for all of us.
You know, you've said before, it's no secret, football accounts for as much as 80% of a given athletic department's revenue during a year. And I realize that it's not a fun conversation to have, although I will say you don't sound like a man who is exactly panicking right now. How do you absorb that blow as a university? I mean, have you sort of even begun to entertain that idea? I mean, I guess you have to as the president of the university. How do you begin to absorb that blow if there's not a traditional football season over there at Memphis?
Well, I would tell you a couple of things. One, we started doing worst case scenario planning 5 months ago. So we have planned for every potential outcome and every potential scenario for this university, and that includes the athletic department as well. John, I'm going to remind you, we don't make any money in our athletic department. So, there are a handful of profitable athletic departments. And so when people talk about sharing revenue, my first question for them is, what revenue are you talking about? Because we do run deficits in college athletics for the vast majority of universities nationally. There, again, there's just a handful of universities making money in that area. But for us, we will absorb it. I mean, we have planned accordingly. We have had some good years, and I think we've made some good financial decisions. We absorbed, we reported about $27 million in losses in the spring. If you go into the summer months, realistically, this last fiscal year, we probably absorbed losses of up to $40 million across all entities. We will position ourselves, and we have, to be able to manage and move through this and come out stronger on the other side. But that is a recognition and understanding this is a one-year problem. And we'll move through it and get beyond it and make plans for the year, the year after. But it is tough to do that. Not every university is going to be in a position to do that. Not every athletic department is going to be in a position to do that.
Your athletic department announced some good news this morning, which was that you're back in the top 10 in basketball attendance. I think ninth and had the biggest increase the year before. Is that news you can't even really fully celebrate? And when, Dr. Rowe, do you think the next time in your mind's eye that place is full again and you've got a crowd for a Tigers basketball game?
Well, I tell you, it's news to celebrate, I think, regardless of the timing of it. And let me just say thank you to the fans that make that possible. I mean, the fans have turned this thing around in 2 years. It really has been a remarkable turnaround, and Penny has guided that process, I think, with just outstanding expertise and done a wonderful job in that area. Hopefully if we have some advances in terms of testing, in terms of therapeutics, we'll be able to do that this coming basketball season. You know, part of the difference is that's an indoor arena versus an outdoor arena. So that if we don't see advances, the other thing I'm going to remind everyone is that about 30%, 26 to 30% of our total revenue is combined ticket sales and donations for this athletic department. That is one of the differences between us and an Autonomy 5 conference, is that, you know, up to a third of our revenue are ticket sales and donations. That's distinctively different than with the challenge that other departments have.
In terms of what that basketball season might look like, I mean, can you even begin to think about it? I mean, because you're still trying to figure out what's going to happen, you know, with football. But we know that basketball is super important over there as well. I mean, is a college basketball season doomed if you can't play football, I guess, would be the question.
No, I would by no stretch of the imagination say that. Absolutely not. I mean, let's take this one step at a time, and you know, I've encouraged our campus and in our community, let's take this one step at a time. Let's deal with each one of these barriers and hurdles. We have not yet resolved the football issue in full. Our conference made a commitment a week or so ago to a season. That has not changed. If new information becomes available, we'll evaluate that and respond to that. But let's take it in measured steps, and let's take it by, looking at, evaluating, and responding to facts and to real data, and not do it in a reactionary way. And I think a part of what complicates things nationally, what complicates things today, is certainly social media provides a reactionary, a reactionary set of responses to these issues, and I think we all just need to slow down, evaluate this, look at our values, and as we made a commitment, put the health and welfare of our student athletes and our community and at the forefront, and we'll make the right decisions if we do that.
Dr. Rudd, can't tell you how much we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Rudd.
Hey, my pleasure. You guys
it's
take care.
Game on, game Grizzlies. On. Grizzlies fans.
Grant closed by Harris. Oh! Look out below! Ja Morant just ripped the rim down right on top of Joe Harris. Are you kidding me, young fella? Get off the deck! My goodness, what a move by Ja Morant right there.
92.9 FM ESPN is the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. Game on, Grizzlies fans, live on 92.9 FM ESPN and on radio.com.
Hi, I'm Katherine Schwarzenegger Pratt. A few years ago, I became really interested in forgiveness. I wanted to find out why something that seemed so simple was actually so hard. On my journey to learn more about forgiveness, I heard some incredible stories of people who were able to forgive what most of us would consider to be the unforgivable. The Gift of Forgiveness is available now. Subscribe on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge. So what do you have for us now?
So I'm always thinking about ways to put the consumer first, to put the ball in your hands, because ultimately that's why I exist. Because you shop in my stores, because you love our products. So I came up with a way that you could try on engagement rings at home for free.
How is that possible?
You go to rijewelers.com/try-on-at-home. You pick 5 of your favorite rings. We send them to you, and then you try them on at home.
Howie, that's the hardest part about engagement rings. I want to show my friends. I want to show my parents, but but I can't drag them all to the store.
This is one of the most special times in your life, and this is a way that you can involve everyone who you love.
And Howie, you know, a guy could pick out five, get on one knee, and present all five and let her choose.
That would be a great idea. He'll definitely get a yes then.
And what if we have any questions during our process?
You're going to have a dedicated design consultant the entire time that will answer any question you have. You got to go to rijewelers.com/try-on-at-home. You're going to love this.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Yeah. Stacking it tall. Out my city became a boss. Those rolling, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie trades you off.
Matt Moore covers the NBA for the Action Network. He's one of our favorites as the bubble rolls on, and he joins us now. Matt, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time.
Hey, hope y'all are doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're doing well. It's nice to be able to look to one league and say, well, that's not a complete unmitigated disaster.
Knock on wood. So, I keep wanting to praise the NBA. I was thinking about this morning. I'm just like, man, we made it to August. Like, we're a week from the playoffs, and this thing is held. And then, like, I immediately just started slamming my hand on all pieces of wood I could find because of, there's so much longer to go, right? Like, they got to make it to October without any of this. But there's a lot of confidence from everyone I talk to just because they're like, look, the systems work. They've caught violators. They've managed the people leaving and getting them back into quarantine. The players are doing okay. It's hard, but they're doing okay in it. The games have been phenomenal. This has been executed as bad as well as can be. And, you do look across the sports world and you see, I think unmitigated disaster is the right way to put it. And it makes you appreciate, there were a lot of people before this started that were like, does the NBA even have a plan? And I was always like, do you really think the NBA doesn't? And then they've had a good plan and they've executed it well. And that's a credit to not only the league, but the players for doing their part as well.
So how's this? No, go ahead, John.
I was going to say, it's been good to see.
How's this going to work out, Matt? What do you think happens? The Grizzlies going to make the play-in? They win one of these two. What happens, you think, with Boston and Milwaukee in terms of playing guys? Sort of what's your gut tell you with the Grizz sitting at 1-5 right now in the bubble?
It's so close. Like, I'm tracking the numbers every single day for win percentage, and it's so much of it is just honestly just going to come down to the kindness of strangers. if Boston or Milwaukee just completely rests and on top of that does not go out for it, because if you've noticed, a lot of these teams that are resting players wind up shocking everybody, and everybody be like, what's going on? Like, the Nets have toppled two great teams because they don't have most of their guys. So you have to have the team not only rest guys, but then the guys that are playing be like, no, okay, you can have it. Like, that's what they're going to need. If they get one more win, I feel good about them taking it because they have tiebreaker over Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I think the Spurs getting, because their best is just a tick lower than Memphis's best, if they win one more game, like, they'll be okay. If they can win one more game, I think they can do it. They need to win one more. But that's going to require either Boston or Milwaukee to rest players and not be invested. Right. Neither of those teams has anything to play for, especially that last game. But these teams are looking at this as an opportunity to ramp up and get in rhythm before the playoffs after a four-month layoff. It's going to be tough.
If they get – I'm going to just throw this scenario at you. They're 9 and Portland's the 8. With the way they're playing, can they do that, Matt? Can they beat Portland twice with the way Dame's – I will say, Dame's had to go all out just these last two with Clippers, with a shorthanded Philly team yesterday, and you wonder about the legs. Now he's a superstar, and he's come through more times than not. But do they have a chance if they've got to win two against Portland?
Yes. Okay. So the key there is Valanciunas. That's the key. You have to absolutely circle that. If you really dig in, and everybody's been like, wow, Nurk looks great, they are losing when he's on the floor. They are losing every time that Jusuf Nurkić steps on the court. The big run that they took in their comeback win versus Houston was with him off the court. When he was on the court, they've struggled consistently. So if JV can win that matchup, that tilts everything. But he's going to have to step into this role that they're missing with Jaren out is – one, Dylan's going to have to go through his closets, go through wherever he's got to find a shot, and they're going to need JV to have a big game.
I guess I'd ask you, just play devil's advocate, if they take the same, if the rest of these teams take the same approach as Toronto did and just say, well, JV's not going to beat us, would you still feel good about the Grizzlies' chances then?
I think so, because Toronto's honestly here's the thing. Is like Toronto, even if they're just like, JV's not going to beat us, the rest of their defense is so good.
No, that's a point. That's a good point.
But Portland's defense is atrocious. It is horrendous. And bear in mind, the only reason the Blazers are here is because Gary Trent Jr. turned into Klay Thompson before games.
Yeah, I mean, he's been awesome. You're right. That's a big part of it.
And that's great. Like that's what you want, right? This is why it's exciting. The guy got hot, and that really boosted him. But he also shot 50. He was shooting 57% from three for four games. Sorry, not gonna hold. And so that regression you saw yesterday, they nearly lost to a really rough Sixers team without both of their stars. That's not great anyway. So like Portland, because Dame is so popular and everyone loves him for good reason. Like he's an incredible interview, my favorite leader in the NBA. Awesome. The rest of that team, they can win. But what they need to do is, they are going to need guys to step up, and those guys haven't yet inside of the restart.
Matt, how much of Dylan Brooks, that Dylan Brooks that we've seen in the bubble is real, is the real Dylan Brooks? I mean, we know that, you know, he's a guy that has to have high usage to really impact the game, and his usage has been through the roof. He's getting Devin Booker volume-type shots, not making many of them. So what do you make of Dylan Brooks, his performance, and how much of this is real and may present a problem, may pose a problem to the Grizzlies moving forward?
There's like a middle ground where, you know, I think that Dylan's going to have to learn to probably have a lesser role. He's going to have to manage that usage. Can't be that high every game. But also, you know, I said yesterday on Twitter, just like not everybody gets to be Gary Trent Jr. That you're going to have guys that are the opposite inside of this restart in a small sample where their shot's just not falling. And that's eventually going to come back. Like Dylan's not a bad shooter. He's just not. And so that's going to come back. But I think with his limitations inside of two-point range, I don't think he can be as much of a creator as he has been. This, again, is where the trade, I just always go back to that, how much it hurts. And not having Justice is just killer because there would be another ball handler that could create, that could score, who's athletic, who can shoot. Not having him and not having Crowder or Solomon Hill really puts them up against it. It's if Memphis gets in, they will have absolutely earned it because so many things have gone wrong for them.
Is that, knowing that, I guess we've been talking about, you know, you've seen a lot of, well, Taylor should pull him. You know, this is going on too long. Just pull him. And I made the case that with, well, at least here in the bubble, you know, you just wonder what else has he got at this point. Is it been a deal where you feel like that Jenkins and Leash has been maybe a little bit too long with Dylan? Is that lesson, you know, do you worry about that next year? And right now, since you don't have much behind him, hey, you're trying to make the playoffs, so you give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, where are you leaning on sort of Taylor's handling of him?
Their backcourt has been short, and I think that's been part of the issue too.
DeAnthony's missing everything. To your shots. Point,
yeah. Like you gotta have guys that can create shots. That's part of it, especially in these environments when guys are playing this hard. You have to have guys that can actually create shots on their own, and Dylan can do that.
He's one of those guys.
Problem is, he's not making them, right? And like that's a huge problem. If DeAnthony was playing better, I would lean that way, but I don't think he has necessarily.
That's my
and
case.
That's the key. Is like there is not a guy that I can look at and go, ooh, because like then you're just really reaching. Like maybe this guy can give you a no. Like let's be real. Jaren's out, Winslow's out. They're short on wings. They have to be able to score a little bit. Their defense is better than some of the teams that they're competing against, but their offense isn't nearly as good. They don't have as many weapons. They need Dylan to have like a big game. That's the thing is like if Dylan has one big game, that's probably going to swing it. Like if Dylan Brooks has one big game, that can swing it. But he's going to have one in the next two if they're going to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, we're talking to Matt Moore, covers the NBA for the Action Network. Speaking of what's real and what's not, I mean, I guess the Phoenix Suns have no intentions of losing at all after the restart. Devin Booker has just been, I mean, he's been doing this, you know, all season long in the last couple of years, but, I mean, he's on another level in the bubble. I mean, can they potentially make this interesting? And I guess we've circled the Suns, it feels like, for 3 years. I mean, are they finally on the cusp of being the team that we believe they can be for the last 3 years?
Well, I think they're a different team is a big part of it. I took their over on the win totals in the preseason, and the reason was they had a bunch of veterans. Like, they flushed out all of the young guys, like Josh Jackson, right? Like, they got rid of all of those dudes, and they went with more veteran presence. And now it's like Ricky Rubio is not a great NBA player, but he knows how to help win games. He knows how to do his job. Aaron Baines, same deal. Dario Saric, same deal. They have all of these guys who know how to play. Mikal Bridges has really stepped up, and really impressed with him, and Devin has been good all year. They were really injured. They started off the year hot, and then they never got into a rhythm after DeAndre Ayton's suspension. And that really set them back. And then after that, it was injuries. When they're fully healthy, this team is really pretty good. It's not great, but it's good enough to make this kind of a run in this environment. The trick is just going to be not catching one of those games, for them at least, is not catching one of those games where just nothing goes wrong. They haven't had one of those yet. They haven't had a game where just like, man, Booker can't find a shot and we just can't get stops and this matchup is really tough and the other team is trying so much harder. They've been the plucky underdog in every single game. It's hard to maintain that for all eight. And that's like that really is their margin for error. They got to go 8-0 and get some help to get in. So they're going to make it interesting, but they are on such thin ice because they've played so well so far just to get to this point.
Matt, I got to take you back to DeAnthony because I had a very specific question about him. This he has just struggled scoring and shooting the ball, as you pointed out. In his defense, he was outstanding. What, he had six, seven steals yesterday. I think it was six officially. So defensively, he was fine yesterday, but that shot hasn't – has anything you've seen from him in the bubble changed the way you feel about him? Is the shooting – is this the real DeAnthony Melton, or do we take the larger sample size of what we saw outside the bubble? Has what you've seen changed your feelings one way or the other in terms of bringing him back as a restricted, what you feel like, you know, his role could be with this team going forward?
So I think this environment, you have to take it very contextually in terms of, is it concerning that in a high-pressure environment he has not performed well? Mm-hmm. Yes. Is that damning for him as an NBA player? No. Like, that's something he can learn and grow from, and it may simply really honestly be just a matter of the shots not falling. A lot of when you talk to veteran guys, veteran really good scorers, and you say, what do you do when the shot's not falling? They find other ways to get those points. You know, not everybody can just be like, well, I'm going to rebound and play defense. Like, can't do that if you're a superstar most times because they're not good at it. So they have to find other ways in order to make an impact. And that's scoring by being like, all right, I'm going to get to the line, or, okay, I'm going to, you know, use the fact that they're overselling me on three to get to the mid-range, whatever it is. And those adjustments, I think, are important. I think my biggest issue has just been there's been some decision-making that's just been off, and that's been with the whole team. They look like a young team that's really pressing, trying to make something happen, and it's not – they're not getting the breaks, and that's feeding into, like, a negative feedback loop. I think that's across the team, really.
And then Josh, just been surprised we haven't seen more of him, just with, as you know, as few things that have worked well for you, or have you been kind of resigned, okay, that's – Taylor's made his decision, they're moving on from that.
I've been a little surprised. I think just because you have so few weapons, like I said, that can create their own shot. And he's a guy that just with the athleticism, the problem is he's never been able to put those tools to use consistently or in any sort of like definitive manner. You can't ever look at him and be like, okay, this is what
this
he's good at. Mm-hmm. But I would just think like, okay, he's got size, he's got athleticism. Let's see what he can do. But the problem with him has always been much more about everything that goes on off court and in practice and everything along with the on court stuff. You can have one or the other. You can't do both.
Got to have the trust.
Luka Doncic is just absurd. I mean, we saw that over the weekend, the between the legs pass in overtime against the one seed in the East. I mean, it's just unbelievable what this guy can do. Are we ever going to look up one day, Matt, in an uber competitive Western Conference, and Luka and the Mavs are a one seed? Like, I mean, is that in their destiny? Can they be that kind of team, win that many games in the West? Like, what do you sort of see as the future for the Mavs and Luka?
Boy, that's tough. I think he's good enough to where they're going to be there at the top within the next couple of years. I just don't know whether they're going to be that one seed that everybody's like, Dallas is the best team in the league. Like, the Bucks last year became like, they're the best team in the league. Now they didn't win the playoffs, but they were the best team in the league. I don't know if they're ever going to get there or if they're going to be like the Nuggets, where it's like, they are one of the best teams in the league. Not the favorite, like that's the question, right? Like, which one do you get to? Because Dirk was able to take them, obviously, and they were a serious contender every single season. But they had great defense around him and other weapons like, you know, Josh Howard and Jet and other guys they were able to fill in. And I look at this Dallas team, and they overperformed all year, I thought, and we're seeing a lot of regression in this restart from them. And that's going to be kind of like the big thing going forward is, how really good is Kristaps Porzingis? Is he the type of guy you can build around? Is he really the type of guy that could be a second star? Who's going to be the third guy? Can they play some defense? And these are all questions that take roster building and coaching and drafting, and a lot of things have to go right. But Luka's floor is so high for what that team can do. He's going to make them so good. They're going to be in the mix every single year to be one of those teams.
Yep, I think so. Hey, so, Matt, man, great stuff as always.
Thank you,
we
Matt.
Appreciate the time, man.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Yep, he is Matt Moore, covers NBA for the Action Network. I mean, come on.
I saw that sweet pass. I'm surprised you didn't put a jersey up, quite frankly, over at your house
it's
over the weekend.
Coming.
Based
it's
on that
been
pass.
Ordered.
That pass
it's
was pretty awesome.
It's been ordered. Man, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, it's like the time
for
and situation.
Than you do for Grayson, for your own, you know?
Well, yeah. Yes, I do.
Are you not buying that Grayson has been real, that this has been real?
Grayson has had a great bubble. I mean, I think you go into the offseason feeling pretty good about where he is in the rotation, but he ain't doing what Luka did. He ain't making no behind the, between the legs pass with a minute left in overtime against the one seed in the East, by the way, with Giannis guarding him. I mean, he ain't doing that.
You see, he won Mike Greenberg's poll this morning by a landslide in terms of guys 21 and under you take to start your franchise. It was him, it was Ja, it was Trey, it was Zion, and Luka won by a landslide, probably rightly so, even though we feel a certain kind of way about Ja around. Was happy to see that that Ja got more of the vote than Trey Young, and essentially it looked like, at least when I watched it, the same amount as Zion. So a little respect there, but they're not putting him on. I mean, Luka's, come on, he's second year already. He's obviously, earned it, and that'd be the guy, at least right now, I think that most are going to pick. It was a landslide for Luka.
Yeah, he is. He is just he's built different, man. Now some people think he's 40 years old, but I mean, I just think the idea
and
he's going to pull that off.
And you take the same amount of pride in him with him, just not the American white guy, but is it the same?
No, he's
level
not. He's
of
not
or same level.
No,
of pride
I mean, it's
not same.
I think I don't want to get into the sort of lineage here, but I mean, it's very likely that Luka and I are family somewhere on down the line.
Yeah, European so it's, family. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, so yeah, it's very
together,
likely
that's
that
what I was wondering. Y'all like brothers.
Is it the same? Is it the same? Not quite, but it's like a third cousin, twice removed by marriage kind of thing. That hey, I know that guy.
I mean, that man's got some flavor to his game.
Does he ever? I mean, like some seasoning.
Said he
from
doesn't
the
even
wing guru
think
flavor.
About the between the legs pass, John. It just happens.
I mean, just. Nobody else in the league would do that. I mean,
Jay Will would have back in the day.
Jay Will would have done
the
it. Yeah, and maybe Ivo, but Ivo don't pass. Ivo would have just taken that shot himself.
Oh yeah, Ivo passing that ball. He's not doing that.
So there's just not many guys. Maybe old Skip Tamalu. Remember Rafer Alston?
Yes, I remember Rafer Alston. What was that?
And one.
How long he ended up staying in the league after that?
He probably
it was
had
more
some,
than a cup of tea. It was a couple of years.
Yeah, no, I mean, because he was with the Rockets and he was with the Magic. Yeah,
with the Rockets, I thought.
I want to say he was on the Magic roster when they made the finals.
Is that true?
He wasn't the starter. I think Jameer Nelson was the starter.
Point, I know he wasn't starter.
But I want to say that old year. Skip Tamalu was definitely there. So. There's not many guys that would have pulled that, especially with a minute left in overtime, dude. I mean, that's just another level, man. That's like Penny Hardaway level steez right there. So anyway, that was fun to watch over the weekend,
Brad,
for sure.
You'd be proud. Hold on, before you get out of here, because I know you want to, John. You'd be proud of how fooled John has got his neighbor in his lovely neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He's outside shooting with my kid. We're dropping something off to this weekend, and John is stroking the jumper. Yep. And this neighbor of his says, "Oh wow, that's really a great a great instructor for your child to learn from." And I'm like, "Lady, this dude has got that's you fooled. You've funny. Seen him hit a few, mm-hmm. right? Exactly." And so she's like, "Oh no, I don't think so. He's just acting like John's a real hooper."
Mm-hmm. He lives next to a nursing home.
This was a woman that was out walking her dog. She had all her faculties, Brad. Yeah. She knew exactly. And John's got her fooled into thinking he's freaking Mike Miller next door.
Well,
she
probably
thinks he's like an NBA star.
John's house.
It was unbelievable. She was like, no, put some respect on his name. This guy, he can actually, what I've seen, he can shoot. Nice. So he'd be good for your son. It's like, holy cow, John's done a number on that woman.
No, it literally was Mike Miller, actually. They're tight.
I ain't going to lie to you. It is so incredibly easy to fool middle-aged white people into thinking that you can play basketball.
Man,
you
make a couple of jumpers.
If you look the part, just look the part.
That's why I'm saying, like, that's what I mean, bro. Like, if I would have been raised in the Midwest, man, like, I would have been like
they want corny ass looking players.
Urban legend.
John, they don't want your look. They want that cornbread sort of deal. That's what
I'm just saying, though. I would have been an urban legend in the Midwest. Like, man, you remember when John Mark came through? Man, he averaged like 25 a game. Yeah, but I'm telling you, man. Even if I shot 30%, they would be like, man, he was one of the best. You know,
you have to play defense up there, John. They thrive on defense in the Midwest.
She was definitely his number one fan. There's no question about it.
Who was the player at Florida, man? The white guard at Florida. We had him on the show when they hired him. Played there with Mike. I can't remember his name, man.
We
Buddy
had him
something.
On the show? Mike Miller.
Yeah, Buddy something. White dude, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me see. I don't remember that.
Buddy? I don't remember who that
you
is.
Got,
it seemed like we should
me
know,
on
too.
That one.
But, like, he's one of those guys who, I'll figure out his name during the break. But he's one of those guys who, you know, just if he didn't get into drugs or whatever, he would have been one of the greats, man. He would have been one of the greats.
Oh, good lesson for you.
That would have been what they said about me in the Midwest. You know, anyway, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Oh, hi. Okay, guess we should talk about something. Kind of tough to be put on the spot. Not sure what to say. But I know what I'm definitely not talking about. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Most people know the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
The way Paul Cowers phrased it to me is, it's on full blown, no holds barred. And he was talking, of course, about O'Call's semi-annual sale. It'll never be better than it is right now, with savings on all spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. Women's clothing is 50 to 70% off. Men's clothing is 30 to 50% off. And there's new merchandise arriving every single day. I'd go just to check out the brand new performance knit shirts. Brand new patterns, brand new styles. It's still hot out there, isn't it? Now is the time to get the performance knits you need. As for me, my eldest son, Ben, celebrated his 23rd birthday the other day, and I've already promised I'll take him to the semi-annual sale. His wardrobe needs some freshening up as he starts a new job after college. Plus, we'll get some new five-pocket pants by Brax and by Peter Millar. Whatever you need, there's simply no better time to stop in and see your friends at O'Call. It is their semi-annual sale, and it's no holds barred.
Need a drink? Do it with a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey. It's always a good time, always a great occasion for a sip of Riverset Rye Whiskey. It's a 93-proof small batch rye whiskey that's made right here in Memphis. That's important to me. I hope it's important to you. Anytime you pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey, you know that you're drinking locally, you are supporting locally. And in these times, I think it's more vital and important than ever before to do that. It's smooth. It tastes great. That's exactly what you're looking for with that slow sip. You can just savor that taste, and that's what you get with the Riverset Rye Whiskey. It's just $29.99 wherever fine liquors are sold. And here's the deal. You can drink it on the rocks. It's delicious. You can drink it neat. It's delicious. You can make a cocktail with it if you're feeling feisty. It is delicious. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. All I will tell you is that either way you go, it is delicious. So go out today. Don't waste any more time. Pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey. You'll see it. It's the red and gold bottle. Looks great just sitting on your bar just for that addition alone. So go against the current. Join the Rye Rebellion and pick up a bottle of Riverset Rye Whiskey today.
This August, you could win $20,000.
$20,000.
Or even $200,000.
$200,000.
Introducing two new instant games with two ways to play.
Two ways to play.
And two ways to win.
Two ways to win.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double match and double match bonus.
Double the fun. Double the chances. Double the cash. Double match and double match bonus. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Get ready to get your game on with the Tennessee Lottery and fill up your day with fun. Like when you need to upgrade the fun on that road trip. When you could use a little did I just win $50 fun.
Woo, yeah!
Or when you like to add a side of fun to that next snack.
Wow, it's good.
Would you like some fun with that?
Oh, well, yeah.
Then play the Tennessee Lottery. And for just a dollar or two, you can get your game on. Please remember, play responsibly.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
It is moving season, so make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home, office, cross town, cross country, doesn't matter, make sure you give them a call. I did. You'll be glad you did. 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis because when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life that are valuable, and Black Tie understands that. They're on budget. They are pros. Go with them. Trust me. Don't go with your friend who's going to do it for a pack of Bush Light and a, you know, large pizza. You get what you pay for when you do that. Call Black Tie Moving, 316-6196. Book your move now. I'm going to start booking up fast. The summer is here. Moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Teddy DuPay is the name we were looking for, Jason. Teddy DuPay averaged 75 points a game in high school. He was absolutely the great white hope, but he was unfortunately derailed by, I want to say drugs got involved. But that's who I would have been, man. That's who I would have been in the Midwest, the Teddy DuPay 2.0. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Dr. Rudd. Thanks to Jason Fitz. And thanks to Matt Moore. Gene Otto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranty.
warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fam Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fam Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Fam Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fam Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com and remember, let our family serve your family.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. It's back to school and I have an announcement for your children's feet. Okay, feet, this school year you need to help our children stand strong. You need to support them as they transition to a new type of environment, whether they're learning at school or learning online. They need new shoes to help give them the energy and endurance to learn, run, and play under unusual circumstances. They need New Balance shoes. They're designed specifically for younger feet with cutting-edge technology, and they come in some pretty cool colors, too. And when you shop at the New Balance Memphis store, our in-store fit experts will scan and measure your feet, resulting in a shoe that fits you perfectly. Come to the New Balance Memphis store to get the exact fit you need and help support your local store. We'll treat you right. Stop by and give us a chance to earn your business. New Balance Memphis, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.